Drums, please.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place Nation Pop Experience, Making Mount Rushmore is back. Hi there, I am Andy Atherton, your moderator slash panelist tonight. Tonight I have a list prepared because it's just a trio tonight, but it is a tremendous trio. We have a returner and a debut, so let's get them in here and let's get the show on the road. First off, returning to visit us once again here on Making Mount Rushmore, he is the host of the, you know, now a great SI.com article has been written about him and his podcast. He also co-hosts a podcast on the PlayStation Wrestling Network, The Addams Family. But the sportscasters is what everybody knows this guy from, Steve Bennett. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Hey now. What's up, guys? How you doing? I'm here for one reason and one reason only, and that's to work with Cal. I can't wait to do it. Mm-hmm. He called me out. He said, I need you on this, so I'm here with him. I can't wait to do it. I'm excited.
That's awesome. All right. And speaking of Cal, that is Calvin Crowell making his debut on Making Mount Rushmore. You've heard him on plenty of pods. He's quite the interesting dude with a lot of great things to say. And I love having him here tonight. And I'm very excited to hear his picks tonight. And we'll get to that topic in just a second. Calvin, welcome to Making Mount Rushmore.
Thank you, Andy. And yes, Steve, I had to be on with you after, you know, your celebrity in SI. I needed to be on with you tonight.
All right. Very good. So tonight's topic, we're doing a music show. We like to bounce around the topics, subject matters, genres, or whatever have you. And we haven't done a music show in a while. But tonight, since we are we're recording this right before Memorial Day, you actually are probably going to hear this on Memorial Day is when it's going to drop. We're going to talk about songs of the summertime. Those songs that, just remind you of summer, or songs that were played during summer that always brought good times and memories. And also later on, we're going to talk about road trip songs. That's something else you do during the summer. But we're going to start off with Steve Bennett, who, by the way, you know, much as he knows his sports and his sportscaster, he's a big time music guy. He is part of the weekend playlist on PlayStation.com every weekend, and also does the PTB Song of the Day along with Maddie and Jenny on the Place to Be Facebook group. So Steve is no stranger to giving us music selections. And Steve, what is the first summertime song on your Mount Rushmore?
Well, the very, very, very first song I thought of was Night Moves by Bob Seger.
Nice.
Very
nice.
I just was thinking, and it's summertime. You know, I just kept thinking about that line over and over when I heard it. And it's a great story of, you know, summer hooking up, basically. Summertime fling. The first thing I thought, the very first one when I saw the topic, I was like, okay, Night Moves, number one on my list. So
working on the Night Moves. Chill song. It's like one of those songs you like to hear, like, you know, when you're just hanging out, got a beer in your hand, it's like later in the night, you know, and music's down a little lower than it was earlier, and you're just relaxing. And it's just a song to just put you in the mood. Calvin, you a Night Moves fan?
I am. I'm kind of jealous that I didn't even think of the song. Yeah. And like you said, Andy, that's a later in the night song. Like, that's the bar's about to close. I haven't picked up the slag for the night yet. I have to make the night move and close the deal here.
Yes, very good. All right, Calvin, why don't you give us your first song on your list?
Similar to Steve, it was the first thing I thought of. When I think of summer, I think of the Beach Boys, and it was tough for me to narrow it down to one song, but I picked Surfing USA just because what says summer like California and the beach?
Yep. Especially with that opening riff that if everybody had, yeah, it just gets you in the mood. Like most Beach Boys songs, they really just get you in the mood. Like just
just the way they say California IA in that song, like, that's such quintessential summer to me.
Also reminds me of Teen Wolf, too, as well.
Yes.
Steve, what about you with the Beach Boys? You a Beach Boys guy?
I like the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson had an unbelievable appearance on the Stern Show when one of his solo albums came out, and he was like half lucid and half not lucid and not totally sure what Howard was talking about, but kind of sure. And I can't, every time I even hear any of their songs now, I think about that. But they have such an interesting background with kind of the tie-in to Charlie Manson, and people love Pet Sounds, like say it's one of the great albums of all time. And so yeah, I can, and it is appropriate, it's summer music for sure, you mm-hmm. know. And, yeah. and also, I think of Kokomo with of
yes,
when that no good slut Allie with an eye was two timing on Daniel's son with Tom the Caribbean. So I think of that too. But yeah, I like the Beach Boys.
All right. So my first song, this song brings me back to my college days. You know, hanging out. I had a friend of mine, Ivan. He had a T-top car. Like when he would take the T-tops off, he knew it was summertime. Roll around in his car, and this was a T-top song, and it is "Summertime" by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the French Prince. You just hear drums, please. Boom, 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 boom. Ah, yeah. It just, oh God, that song. Every time I hear it on the radio, it just brings me back to being like 19, 20 years old, hanging out in the car and just chilling around and just heading out to, like, you know, one of the local places we used to go drink back in the day. And yeah, it just really brought you up for the night. Now, it didn't make anybody else's list, but are either of you guys like fans of that song?
Well, I'll be honest, I'm not a fan of rap music.
Okay. But this the more commercial rap.
Well, I was going to say, but yeah. I will say this. I do see the appeal mm-hmm. of that. Yeah. You know what I mean? And if I am somewhere, like if I'm at a big bar, like I think the last time I heard that song, I was on like a deck, you know, outside of a bar, and it was playing, and I could tap my toe to it in a way. Yeah. You know, so I see the appeal of the song, and I used to love that show when I was a kid too, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes.
So I'm just not a rap music guy, but I see the appeal there, and I was for sure that this song would be on someone's list.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It does, to me, belong on a list somewhere, just not mine.
Yeah. Yeah, because it tells a story also about the summer.
Yeah, like getting the new sneakers and going to the basketball court. And yeah, for sure. Like, it belonged on a list, just not mine.
All right, Calvin, any thoughts on this song?
Yeah, I'm not a big Fresh Prince music guy. The only song that I even like at all from him is I Think I Could Beat Mike Tyson, which he was, you know, telling the future because it came out right before Tyson lost to Douglas.
Yeah.
So he gave Douglas the blueprint on how to beat Mike Tyson. Nobody gives Will Smith credit for that, but he actually helped in the defeat of Mike Tyson. But as far as this song goes, I know this song, but I don't know. It doesn't really fit into my summer.
Okay.
You know, my summer is kind of like just trying to hook up with the women, and I'm not trying to play basketball. I play basketball in the winter. In the East Coast here, we play a lot of basketball in the winter just to be inside and not freezing.
Yeah. All right, Steve, why don't you give us another one of your entries?
All right, well, another thing I think of when I think of the summer is the 4th of July. And I was between two songs that make me think of the 4th of July. One is the song Good by Better Than Ezra, and the other one is the one I ultimately picked, which is called 4th of July by Soundgarden. And I decided to put this one on for two reasons. One, when I was making the list, it was the anniversary of Chris Cornell's death, mm-hmm. The 4-year anniversary of his passing. So I was kind of in Chris Cornell Soundgarden mode. And I always remember, especially when I was in college, that I always felt like the summer was these two phases, the first part up until the 4th of July, and then the second part after the 4th of July. I always felt that was like a marker in the sand,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially in college. In high school, and grammar school, we didn't even get out of school here on the East Coast until the end of June. So it wasn't quite a midpoint. But when you had that time in college where you got out in May or whatever, I always looked at the 4th of July as kind of a beginning of the end almost. But this song is actually about an acid trip that Chris Cornell had. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking it a bit literal here. But look at the 4th of July. That's a big part of summer in these United mm-hmm. States of America. I'm still the kind of American who loves the country and loves the 4th of July and can't wait to celebrate it. And this is the either first or second song I think of when I think of the 4th of July. And like I said, I let it win the tiebreaker in memory of Chris Cornell. So rest in peace, Chris Cornell.
All right. Very nice. Yeah, I like Soundgarden. I don't know this song. Actually, it's just not something I've never heard. Like, I'm not like a...
Well, it's a deep cut.
It sounds like a deep single.
Yeah. It's from the album Super Unknown, which is their most famous album, obviously, with Spoon Man and Black Hole Sun. But it's a deeper cut from the album. It wasn't a single and didn't get radio play or anything like that. But
I actually own that CD, but I guess I never really listened all the way through. But,
it's a long CD. It's like 80 minutes long, 16 songs or something like that. So.
Yeah, I'm going to have to break it out and check this one out. Calvin, are you familiar with the song?
Yeah, it's actually really funny that you picked this song, Steve, because I absolutely love Soundgarden, and I actually use this song as my soundtrack when I watch the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, because that always makes me feel like I'm on an acid trip watching those guys eat 80 hot dogs in 12 minutes. So I actually listen to that song every time I watch that on the 4th of July. So it's actually, that's quite the coincidence that you picked that song.
It's usually the first thing I do every 4th of July is I listen to the song. So.
And do you also watch the hot dog eating contest, I'm assuming, right? I mean, that's
usually,
like,
usually every year I have it on.
Tradition.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, I usually do, or I actually DVR it and I watch it later because I might not be home or something like that. Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I've seen other eating shows too. It's like they're nuts with that. It's just,
well, it's Joey Chestnut and then the little Asian guy, and they just go toe to toe, and they're beyond disgusting. I mean, they got hot dog buns coming out of their noses. You know, they get
with the water they get all wet. And it's like.
And the incredible thing about that is they show the records of the other foods they have during that, and it's like, oh, he ate 14 pounds of butter. Like, how the fuck did anyone ever eat 14 pounds of butter?
And he ate
14 pounds of butter in 30 minutes. Like, how is that possible?
I had a show that was about training for an oyster eating contest, and there's Crazy Legs Conti like training a guy, and then you have one of the things they have in one of their lingos is, oh god, I'm having an urge contrary to swallowing. This is their term for throwing up. Yeah, it's quite the MLE, I think it's called Major League Eating.
Ugh. Yes, MLE, yes. And their announcer would be a great addition to WWE. I mean, that guy, when he makes those announcements and introduces the guys in the beginning, it's amazing the stuff he says. I mean, that guy's one of the highlights of the show.
Cool or sad that I like recognize them when they come out. I'm like, oh, that's Eric Van Lance Booker. I know him.
I was in an eating contest one time. Now, I don't remember what the tie-in was, but the local radio, the local classic rock radio station was having a donut eating contest to win Rush tickets. Now, I already had tickets to Rush, but me and my uncle, we were nearby, and we're like, we should go, and if we can win, then we can maybe sell our tickets and get free T-shirts, free beers, whatever that night. And we'll have two chances, you know, we'll go down. So we go down there, and it's my uncle, myself, and a humongous lady. And they bring out these giant trays of donuts, and they like read the rules, and they're like, you know, you can't eat or you can't drink when you have a donut in your, it's just like, they're going on and on with all these rules. And we're all like, me and my uncle are just looking at our competition and thinking like, we have no chance, you know? And then it starts, and it was the worst eating contest ever. The like powdered donuts just turn into just cement in your mouth. I think she won with 2.5 donuts ate. You know what I mean? It was the worst.
Powdered donuts are very like compact. I mean, they'd be hard to eat quickly.
Yeah, and they wouldn't let you drink. And like, we're just all looking at each other like, it's the cement. You know, it just didn't work. I don't know what the radio. We lost.
Rollers that are like nice and airy. And like, you could have some serious numbers on that, but yeah, I can't. I mean, I was in a wing eating contest. That was 80 wings. Oh, back in my college days, I could do that stuff. All right, well, we're not doing the Mount Rushmore eating contest. We're talking about summer music. Let's get back on topic. All right, Calvin, give us your next entry.
I went with Summer Nights from Grease with Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a quintessential summer movie, so I picked, you know, a song from there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It, out of all the songs there, it's probably the one that most people know the worst too. And there's like, you know, if you're hanging out with a bunch of girls, you know, there's the guy part, the girl part. So, you know, it's a fun song to have, like, at like, just,
yeah,
like,
but part. You can't really sing the guy part in a group anymore. I mean, it's kind of problematic. Did she put up a fight? Like,
yeah, it's not very, 2020 friendly, I guess.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, Steve, you a Grease fan at all?
No, well, first of all, I'll say I don't care about any of that problematic 2020 stuff. I'm not that kind of guy. I'll sing it gladly. But this just is not my kind of music. I know you said that I'm a big music guy. I'm a rock guy. You know, mm-hmm. Elvis 1950 right up until, you know, Dirty Honey's new album came out in 2021. But that's just not my genre. I've never seen the movie. Really? But I've pretended to like it to pick up girls a couple times. You know what I mean? Wow. Like, I don't know. It's just not for me. But again, I knew this song would be on a list.
Yeah.
You know, it's one that I thought of and knew it would be on a list and probably belongs on a list. Again, just not mine.
Yeah. All right. I'll give another entry. I went with Schools Out by Alice Cooper because
good one.
There's nothing better.
Excellent.
You know,
excellent.
That saying, you know, it's like Schools Out. For you know, it brings you. It's like summer's here. It signals the beginning, like Steve said. I'll apologize in the middle, but this summer, you know, it's like school's over. It's like that's it. I'm good for a couple of months. I don't have to worry about this crap anymore. And I remember reminds me of Dazed and Confused, which has like one of the greatest soundtracks of all time.
Same.
Mm-hmm. A couple of good albums.
Thinking
songs.
That. Yeah, I was thinking that.
Mm-hmm. Steve, yeah, you had.
I love the high school girls. They say the same age, and I keep getting older.
Yeah,
I think you said it backwards. That's more effect. That's more effect if you say it the way Wooderson says it. He's like, "Love me them college girls. I get older, they stay the same age."
I had Schools Out in my honorable mention only because I knew someone else would have it. This was again one that I thought for sure would be on a list. I love this song. Love Alice. Could easily have been on my list, but I knew someone else would have it, so I figured I'd sneak in another one that's on my list.
I'm predictable, if not nothing.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, give us another entry on your list.
Okay, when you grow up in Buffalo, New York, where I did, Western New York, when I was a kid, we would go to, on a Tuesday night, everyone's like, what do you guys want for dinner? Oh, I'm in the mood for Chinese. Okay, let's go to Canada and get it. Like, it was not unusual to cross an international border to get Chinese food on a Tuesday night where I grew up. You know, we practically live so close to Canada. Our cultures, Buffalo culture, can be similar to Canadian culture at times. Not always the thing I'm the most proud of about living here, but one thing that I love about Canada is Canadian rock. And one of the great Canadian rock bands of all time is the Tragically Hip. And no music makes me think about summer more than the Tragically Hip. They're a summer band. They make me think about the cottage or vacation or being in the backyard with my brothers, listening to music. I love listening to the Tragically Hip in the summer. And their song, Ahead by a Century, is about the summer, you know, and about what I'm talking about, just hanging out and enjoying vacation and being with people. There's a line about getting stung by a hornet. You know, which is a very summer thing.
Yes.
And, you know, again, Gord Downie passed away a few years ago, the singer of the Tragically Hip, from brain cancer. And when that happened, I stopped. Obviously, there's no more Tragically Hip concerts, but the summer was about going to Tragically Hip concerts for me. You know, whether it be in Buffalo or somewhere in southern Ontario or another close city like Erie, Pennsylvania or Rochester or wherever, but the Tragically Hip really make me think of the summer, and I wanted to put them on for that reason. And I knew that they wouldn't be on anyone else's list because they never quite had the success here that they had in Canada. Now, they could play arenas in Buffalo and maybe even Detroit, but that was kind of it in the United States. Everywhere else, it was clubs. It's amazing. We could go, as a fan, this is such a cool thing. I could go see them in the Air Canada Center one night 20,000 plus in Toronto. Then a couple days later, see him in Buffalo at our arena, 20,000 plus. And then the next week, go down to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and see him in front of 300 people at a bar there. Yeah. You know, a totally unique thing of every band I've ever loved. And I had to get him on, and this is the one I picked, mostly because it's when they knew that they were ending on their very last tour. There's a great documentary on Netflix called Long Time Running. I suggest it to anyone who loves music to watch it. It's about the singer knowing he has brain cancer and them going across Canada to play one more tour to see everyone one more time. And this is a song they picked to play last. And just to me, that just meant something. Like, they know this is the last song they're ever performing together, and this is the one they picked. So it's kind of made it kind of closer to my heart a little bit. And also, it is a single. And I thought if anyone hears this and is like, oh, I want to check out The Hip, it's a starter. You know, it's an easy starter, you know, like track one on the greatest hits or something. Right. It's like listening to Take It Easy by the Eagles and starting there with them or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I picked Ahead by a Century by the Tragically Hip.
All right. You're giving me a homework here to check out some of these songs. I'm definitely going to check that one out after you gave such the ringing endorsement. Calvin, are you familiar with the track of Tragically Hip?
I'm familiar with the band only because there was a chapter in Bob McKenzie's hockey book about Gord, but I Correct. Don't know their music.
They did but play Saturday Night Live one time. Dan Aykroyd said, I'll come down to host, but only if The Hip can be the musical artist. So
nice.
They got that. But yeah, they just never broke here. They were just kind of too Canadian for the U.S. Like, they sing about hockey and they sing about going on vacation and Bob Cajun Ontario, shit like that, you know. So
that's awesome. All right, Calvin, give us another one of your entries.
All right, for my third song, I picked Cruel Summer because to me, summer's about going to the bar, drinking, and when you think you brought home a hot woman, but then you wake up the next morning and it's Greg the Hammer Valentine next to you, that reminds you that it could be a cruel summer sometimes. So that's why I picked Cruel Summer by Bananarama. All
right. I had on my list as well. I didn't think of that one, but that analogy. But it just reminds me of it. It reminds me of like being a kid because, you know, I'm a little bit older than you guys. I mean, I was like 10, 11, 12 years old when this song came out. I think it was, 1982, 83, right? Around there.
Well, it was in Karate Kid, which came out in 84, so it's pre-84.
Yeah, so I was, you know, I was 12 in 84, so it just reminds me of being a kid. It got a lot of play on MTV and on the radio, especially during the summer. I mean, it was Bananarama's first really big hit. I think this was out first before Venus and I Heard a Rumor, I think, maybe, but and then also it was in Karate Kid, yeah, like you said, so it always reminds me of that movie.
I love that part, too, when he's trying out for the soccer team and all that. I love that song in that movie. It's a great use of it.
This school sucks.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to close out my main list before I get to my honorable mentions. I'll go with Dancing in the Streets by Martha and the Vandellas. I mean, I love the cover version that, David Bowie and Mick Jagger did. But this one, you know, it reminds me of One Crazy Summer, the movie, first of all, because they're dancing on it. And it was something that I heard all the time growing up in the car because my dad would have CBS 101 on all the time. And this was played often in the summertime. And it's one of those great, you know, 60s, you know, that era of music just gets you in a good mood. You guys, are you guys familiar, like this song?
Yeah, it's a good pick. I thought of this one, too.
I know the remake that you mentioned. I don't know this original song, so I'm going to have to look up this because I do not know the original version.
Yeah. I mean, look, like I said, the Bowie Jagger one is fun, but yep. I just think this is a better version to me. I know. Just, you know, there are times and actually when we get to the second half, there's actually one where I picked the cover version of not the original for one of the songs, but yeah, usually I do love the covers, but this is one of those times when the original to me is just so great. All right, Steve, finish out your main list.
All right, I love this one. It's the first song that Eddie Van Halen and Sammy Hagar wrote together. from 5150 Summer Nights. Sammy Hagar tells a story that Eddie was just playing and he just started singing in his head Summer Nights at my radio and just went from there. And I love like a nice cool summer night sitting on the back deck, and I love listening to like 5150. This comes on. I'm one of those guys who loves Van Halen with both singers. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't hate Hagar and I don't hate Roth. I just love listening to Eddie play, and I love Van Halen, and I love listening to Summer Nights. I just realized that three of my four picks here have tragic artist deaths, with Chris Cornell and Soundgarden, Gord Downie and the Hip, and Eddie Van Halen and Van Halen.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love this song. It's the start of a great partnership that produced a ton of great music between Sammy Hagar and Van Halen. I know some people disagree. They just can't get over the first version of the band, which I understand because it's amazing. Those first six records are amazing. But yeah, I love this song, and I love listening to Van Halen on a summer night. Can't beat it. Yeah,
no, I agree. I mean, I love both versions as well. I mean, to me, it's kind of different, like, you know, because David stuff is a little harder.
And it's sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Yeah. It's a part. It's a nonstop part. Yeah.
Yeah. And Sammy's is a little less, you know. Yep. But I still, there are songs by both versions that I love, and I will put them up against each other. But yeah, good pick. Calvin, any thoughts on Summer Nights by Van Halen?
Yeah. It's a great pick, and I had a feeling Steve was going to pick it, so I didn't put it on my list. But I'm one of the rare people that actually probably prefer Van Hagar.
Okay.
I probably prefer Van Hagar, too, but I love both.
I like both, too, but if I had to pick one or the other version, I pick Sammy's version.
I'm the same.
Of Van Halen.
For me, it's very close. Like, I don't know, because, like, again, kind of like... you know, Cruel Summer, you know, David Van Halen reminds me of when I was younger and Sammy, I'm a little bit older when it came out. So it just depends on like what I'm in the mood for, I think. Cause I
like the soundtrack of your life part of it. Like, where is your life when you're, I get that.
Yeah. All right. So that, well, Calvin, you got one more pick to go proper on your list. So why don't you give it to us?
Yeah, my last pick is a personal pick because if anyone knows me, they know there's nothing I like more than knowing when a girl's going to leave. So my last song is Summer Girls by LFO. Because I love girls with a time limit and knowing when they're leaving. So I love this song about just hooking up with girls for the summer and then they're gone and you never see them again.
There you go. It's
This almost... is a boy band, right?
It is, and it's not my type of music at all.
The guy passed away.
Yes, Rich passed away, the lead singer.
Another guy with a legendary Stern Show appearance. Check it out, because he had like a relationship with Mandy Moore or someone like that. It might not be her, but it's someone like that. And she maybe it was Jennifer or something. I don't know. But he had an unbelievable Stern Show appearance. It's really his story's really sad too. He had Beat It, and then it came back. I don't know the music really. I can hear the song in my head. Doesn't it say Abercrombie and Fitch in it a few times?
Yeah.
Yes, in the Gary Bird Jersey 33.
Yep. I can picture the song, but man, this guy.
J. Fox and Alex B. Keaton.
Yeah, it's a sad story. Rest in peace, man. We got a lot of sad deaths here in this section.
Well, I mean, it happens with we could be talking about wrestlers for crying out loud.
Right, there's a lot of sad stories there.
Yeah, so, I mean, it depends. It's the industry that, unfortunately, it is happening.
And we're getting old, so.
Yeah, also, yeah. All right, Steve, why don't you give us some of your honorable mentions?
All right, I just threw a few down that I wanted to mention. Dancing Days by Led Zeppelin always made me think of the summer. Rockaway Beach by the Ramones, summer there. I had Schools Out, you mentioned that one. Summertime Blues, that might have made my list, but I just couldn't think of whose version I liked. In my honorable mentions, I put The Who and Rush. And then also Summer Highland Falls by Billy Joel. So just a few I added in there as well.
All right. Calvin, any honorable mentions?
My first honorable mention I only put here because I could have swore Steve was going to have it, and I'm kind of flabbergasted he didn't. And that's Paradise City by Guns N' Roses. I kind of wish I put it on mine now. But I really thought Steve was going to have it, and it surprised me that he didn't. And then my other one would be Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams.
That's a good one, too, yeah. Good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, solid picks. Yeah, I put a bunch on mine. I have Steal My Sunshine by Len. That's kind of one of those.
That's a good one.
That's another college one for me. Hot in Here by Nelly. That's another one. Boys of Summer by Don Henley. Yeah. Center Field by John Fogerty, because, you know.
Good one, a baseball one.
Yeah, baseball.
That's an excellent one I didn't think of. That's good, Andy.
And here's another one that goes like with the Night Moves, Under the Boardwalk by the Drifters. That's a nice, like, chilling out, relaxing. Then you got Blister in the Sun by Fountain Femmes, Vacation by the Go-Go's. Another song that was on CBS 101 a lot as a kid was Summer in the City by the Lovin' Spoonful. Then we got All Summer Long by Kid Rock that came out.
With the sample of Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah. And also Cool for the Summer, which is a Calvin like song by Demi Lovato. You know, it's all about being cool for the summer, and then that's it. So, all right, guys, great first half with our summertime songs. But when we come back, we're going to talk about those songs you like to pump on the radio, those road trip songs. So, with Steve Bennett and Calvin Crowell, I'm Andy Atherton, making Mount Rushmore. We'll be right back. Place of the Nation pop experience making Mount Rushmore is back with Calvin Crowell and Steve Bennett. I am Andy Atherton. We just talked about our favorite summertime songs, our Mount Rushmores. Now we're going to talk about our Mount Rushmores of road trip songs. You know, when you're driving down the road, you're going to the beach, you're going away for the weekend, you're driving on the highway. Songs that really, like, you just love listening to because it makes the time go by, and you're, maybe it's a sing-along song with your friends in the car or whatever. But those, you know, road trips, like, just get your heart pumping a little bit while you're driving. We'll start off with Calvin this time. Calvin, give us your first Mount Rushmore entry of road trip songs.
I don't live in West Virginia, but I do live in the country. And for me, Take Me Home Country Roads by John Denver is like the quintessential traveling song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it just take me home. Yeah, it just gets you in the mood. You're up and you're running, and yeah, it's no. I think it's a solid pick. Steve, any thoughts on John Denver's "Taking Me Home Country Roads"?
Yeah, it makes me think of college football, just because it must be West Virginia. I assume that the students sing it at the games when the students at the game. So it makes me think. It's one of those songs that makes me think of college football because there's that. Now Florida sings the Tom Petty song. All the Florida kids sing that. Since he passed away, they started that tradition. I think Alabama, they sing Sweet Home Alabama. There's like five or six schools that have like a song that they sing, and that's one of them. So I always think of college football when I hear that.
All right. Very good. All right, Steve, what's your first entry on your road trip song on Mount Rushmore?
All right. Well, this was so broad that, and I think they both were, that one thing I wanted to do is I wanted to have eight different groups between the two lists.
Okay.
So I didn't repeat anyone. And the way I approached it is like, if I was going to make a mixtape to drive, because four is such a kind of felt like a small number for a road trip, because road trips usually are longer than 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So I was thinking like, what song would I definitely throw on mixtapes, or, you know, now they're not tapes anymore, I guess playlists. But And I knew I was going to have a Pearl Jam song, and I spent way too long deciding between Rearview Mirror and Corduroy. But I ultimately went with Corduroy just because it is really great for driving in the sense that it kind of builds on itself and kind of starts one way, and then it has this kind of emotional peak, and then it also allows for you to come back down a little bit. Like, it's a real kind of speed them up, slow them down kind of experience. It's one where if you're not careful, you look down, you're going 90, you know, and it's one that I know every word and always sing along. And Rearview Mirror was, I was close to saying Rearview Mirror, but I ended up going with Corduroy. So Corduroy by the Mighty Pearl Jam.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great pick. Calvin, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a great pick. I thought about Rearview Mirror myself. I didn't think about Corduroy, but that's a great pick, Steve.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think Even Flow probably, although it reminds me of Chris Jericho's WCW theme. But for me, I don't know. I guess that. I mean, it's a good pick. But, you know, when I think of Pearl Jam, that's me. I'm more of the, like, I'm not a deep cut guy like you are. So I'm more of the.
Well, yeah. I don't know that Corduroy is a deep cut.
No, I'm not saying it's a deep cut. It's probably.
But, yeah. I probably haven't listened to the studio version of Even Flow since
it came out
2001, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, if I listen to Even Flow, it's probably a live version.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, like, this is something that Pearl Jam fans will usually tell you, that when they play Even Flow at a show, that's when you take a piss and get a t-shirt and all that, because McCready plays a long solo in it. So you got a good 10, 12 minutes to do it. And everyone has heard it. Like, I've been to 83 shows, and they probably played it at 78 of them, and four of the ones they didn't play it out because they were acoustic shows. You know what I mean? So I've seen it so many times live that I haven't seen it probably in 6 or 7 years, because I always run to the bathroom to that. Now, again, we're comparing a Pearl Jam song to a Pearl Jam song. Compared to just about anything else, Even Flow is on the Mount Rushmore of take your pick, but for someone like me who's been to 83 shows, and, you know, again, Pearl Jam is a huge part of my life more than any other music, be a long time before I got to Even Flow.
Yeah. All right. So I am going back to college again for my first pick, and it's Send Me On Away by Rusted Root. Again, another song that played in bars a lot, but when I hear it in the car, it just, you know, with the highs and the lows, it just... Yeah, I was really annoyed. This is pre me really being involved with Placement Nation, but how it got knocked out of the Greatest Song of the 90s tournament way too early, I was not happy about. But I love this song. It's just, Rusted Root was huge back in my college days, and this was probably my favorite song by theirs. Calvin, any thoughts on that?
I love Rusted Root. And I like this song. And I also remember being annoyed that they got knocked out in like the second round of that tournament. So that's a funny coincidence there, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, come on. The bassist looks like he could be part of, like, you know, the Usos or family or whatever. Come on. It's like he didn't get the rub there. Steve, any thoughts on Rusted Root?
Well, I'm not surprised this is a college memory for you, because Rusted Root just screams like college rock
to me. It does.
You know what I mean? And I'll admit I haven't thought about them in a long time, but I have. They're one of those bands I have 2 or 3 CDs from, but it's probably been too long since I put one in. So I'll probably, based on this kind of jarring my memory of them, I'll probably listen to them very soon. You know what I mean? Like, I have good memories of them as well, and they're college. They feel college-related, too, because they're, like, one of the perfect college rock bands.
Yeah, I think I just had an idea. Like, maybe next time we do a music one, we'll do sing-along. Mount Rushmore, a song you like to sing along to. This is definitely up there for that, back in the day.
That's a good topic, Andy.
Yeah. All right, I have a lot from college. Oh, God, what was the... Now I'm blanking out. I'll think of it while you guys are going. But there's a Pearl Jam song that we sung so much in college, but I just can't remember the name. I'm old.
Yo, a lot better?
No. Oh, God.
Better, like, Man?
Elderly Woman Standing Behind the Counter.
Okay, Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Versus. Track 10 on Versus.
Yeah. Some of my fraternity brothers owned a bar, so if it was like late at night and hardly anybody in there, we just started throwing on tunes that were like,
great I Just Want to Scream Hello part, which is great for a sing-along. You know, it's great for a sing-along.
Oh yeah, reminds me of some frat brothers, Sean. Oh god, Sean Squirt used to do that. We hit that note like, oh god. Anyway, Calvin, what's your next pick?
I kind of cheated here because I know it's road trip songs, but there's no driving I like to do more than when you're just driving around to kill time like they do in American Graffiti. So I picked No Particular Place to Go by Chuck Berry.
Yeah, good song. All dressed up and no place to go. Yep. Mm-hmm. Fun song. Steve, any thoughts on that?
Makes me think of John Candy. I don't know why. Maybe it's in a John Candy movie or something. Is it in The Great Outdoors, maybe?
I was going to say, I think it's in Plane, Trains, and Automobiles.
Okay. Yeah, it just makes me think of John Candy right away, for whatever reason.
Yeah. No, it's a fun song. I mean,
love John Candy, by the way. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Oh, God. So tragic. So fun. It's like Rooney's on this show. We're talking about all these.
Right. No kidding. Man.
Crying out loud. All right. Steve, give us your next entry.
All right. My next one, I will pick Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac. I don't know why, but when I heard road trip songs, it's just kept coming to my mind. And I love the story about how Stevie Nicks always hated the line where he says he's shacking up because she says she wasn't cheating. And it became like a big point of disruption in the band. Like he would, cause he knew she hated it. So he'd like stare down in the concert when he was singing it and stuff. And just like the history of that band is really fascinating. The way they fight and break up and come together, and they're recording one of the most successful albums of all time, and it's two couples that are breaking up and tearing apart, and but with all that said, this it's a perfect driving song. I don't know, it's got the blazing guitar solo at the end, even though Lindsey Buckingham not really known as a soloist, but that great solo at the end, and it's got a nice tempo to it, and
crescendo's nice.
Yeah, and it's a good, again, something to say, it's easy to sing along to, and I don't know. It makes me think of the windows being down and, you know, the air at my back or something, and driving, and that was the idea, right, driving. So, yeah, so I put this on here, Go Your Own Way by
Matt. Yeah, it just missed my list. Also reminds me of Forrest Gump. It was in that movie as well. Yeah, I mean, Fleetwood Mac is such an interesting band because, you know, again, when I was growing up, I knew the one lineup. It was the, you know, Mick, Stevie, Christine, Lindsey. You know, I didn't. Yeah,
couples, basically.
Yeah. I mean, and then, like, I saw the biography on Fleetwood Mac. Didn't realize there were so many lineups. Yeah. I mean, tons of lineups.
Like,
most
recently, they had the guy from Crowded House in the band.
God. Yeah.
What's his name? Neil Finn took over for Buckingham because they're fighting with him again. Yeah, great. It's just an interesting.
Yeah.
It's like the perfect behind the music band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Calvin, any thoughts on Go Your Own Way?
Yeah, that's a good pick. And that guitar solo that you were talking about has probably led to a lot of speeding tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. It just makes you, you know, it just makes you accelerate and get fired up. So that's a good pick.
All right. So this is a song I was alluding to earlier, and this could be also, you know, giving me the feels, the dad feels here, because I went with Life is a Highway, but I actually went with the Rascal Flatts version, not the Tom Cochran version. Tom Cochran version is great, and it's one of the best one-hit wonders of the 90s, but my son, you know, Cars, when he was really small, Cars was one of his favorite movies, watched it over and over and over, and I don't know. This version really grew on me, and I don't know. I just think it's a better, like, played version, I think, in my mind. And the lead singer, I think, has a better voice as well. But I mean, no shade on the Tom Cochran version, but I just happen to like this one better. So I'm going Life is a Highway, Rascal Flatts. Calvin, any thoughts on either version?
I actually agree with you. I mean, I don't like country music very much, but I think this is a better version than the original version.
Yeah. Steve?
I'll be honest, I've never heard of or knew that there was a Rascal Flatts version of this song. but again, Tom Cochran, Canadian rock, you know, and I actually know a few Tom Cochran songs besides this one.
Wow.
just because he was a one-hit wonder in the United States, but not in Canada. And there was a bunch of hits he had that were on 97.7 Hits FM, the radio station that I would listen to for Canadian rock. But yeah, good song. I don't know this version, but I'm sure it's great.
Yeah, yeah, they did this specifically for, I believe it was the first Cars movie.
Yeah, it's for Car. It's for Cars 1.
Yeah.
Never seen it, so.
Yeah, they did, I believe the cover song that was for 2 was You Might Think. And I think it was Weezer that covered You Might Think by the Cars. It was fine. Yeah, not as good as the Cars version, but actually I have a couple of more songs from Cars coming up.
Hey, how did they cover a song by the Cars in the movie Cars? Why didn't they let Cars sing it? That's a terrible mistake by them.
Well, it was Cars 2, which was not nearly as good as the first Cars.
I know, but I mean, the band is the Cars. Don't you leave the band the Cars in the movie Cars? I mean, that's a terrible decision by them.
Well, I don't know. I mean, well, Cars 1 is basically Doc Hollywood animated, but you know, it's just, you know, something that played in my house a lot.
Wow, Andy, that is a great analogy. I've never thought of that, but that is a terrific analogy.
Yeah, it's basically Doc Hollywood with Cars. Calvin, give us your next entry.
Anyone that knows me knows if I'm going on a road trip, it's probably to do some nefarious stuff. So I think Born to Be Wild by Steppenwolf.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I picked it also. I agree with you. I mean, yeah, just you hear that opening.
Well, the first line is "Get your motor running." Yeah, right?
Get your motor running. I mean, you think of
on the highway.
Yeah, you think of now. Of course, now I'm blanking on the movie. Christ Almighty, it's gonna drive me crazy. Until
I tell you, the movie that I love it in is Opportunity Knocks with Dana Carvey.
Yes, he does that at he's
on stage when the bad guys are like trying. The whole point of the movie is just pretending to be this Harvard guy. And it turns out that the guy at Harvard was like in the Glee Club and was all famous. And they goad him into getting on stage to sing. And the bad guy who's chasing him comes in and he's like going off and kicking the guy in the face. It's pretty awesome. I love Opportunity Knocks. We got to do that on your show someday.
I was going to say, I definitely have you on.
To
do that. That's, I love Dana Carvey. I'm so disappointed that he was never that big. Like, he never hit that Jim Carrey, Adam Sandler.
I always say that Opportunity Knocks movie wasn't as big at the time because people were burned out on him. But if you watch it now when you're not burned out on him, you're like, wow, this is a really good, funny movie.
Oh,
yeah. Let's do that on your show, your movie show that we did.
Yeah. Last school. Theater. Yeah. Robert Loggia is good in it. And the old the love con, all that. Yeah. Definitely. It's Easy Rider. Hopefully I'm not getting yelled at by a lot of people because that is a great film. And that starts off with Dennis Hopper and Peter Fonda, you know, on their bikes driving down the highway. I also in One Crazy Summer, again, another great movie that I should do on Laughing Theater one day. That is just a weird movie. It's just weird in like all the best ways possible. All right, Steve, give us another entry on your list.
All right, my next one is Fly by Night by Rush. Fly by Night's away from here, right? Just reminds me, the whole theme is about just getting up and getting out. And I love the riff. And this is like the moment that Neil Peart introduced himself to the world because he's not on the first album, you know, so this is from the second album. And this is like the first big hit from that album and his incredible drum fills in this song and just everything about it. I love listening to this song in the car. Like it's one specifically that I'll go to when I'm driving. So that's why I put it on. I wanted to have Rush in here in some way. I like listening to Rush on road trips because they have a lot of music, you know what I mean? So they can go on a Rush rabbit hole for a while and, you know, I can get from Buffalo to Cleveland and not have to switch bands and not repeat a song, you know? So like, that's why I picked them and, oh no, not again, but rest in peace, Neil Peart.
Calvin, what'd you think of that pick?
That's a good pick. Yeah. That's a good pick. I like Rush. It's not a bad pick at all.
Yeah, same here. All right, so we did talk about Van Halen a bit before early in the show, and I went with a Van Halen song as my final Mount Rushmore pick for road trips. And I went with Panama, you know, just because of this how
great pick, Eddie.
Yeah, just That's a song that I could easily get a speeding ticket having on, because it just, he don't like it. I mean, she got a few. It's just the way it kicks ass. Love the video, too. It reminds me of a trip I took back in like the 90s when I was with some friends from college, and we were at a club at Downtown Disney, and the rock band was playing this song, doing a cover song. So it always reminds me of that time. But no, I love this. Is probably my favorite Van Halen song of all time. So, Calvin, what did you think of that? Any thoughts on Panama?
That's an awesome pick, and I'm kind of jealous it didn't make my list or honorable mentions. I just didn't even think about it, but that's an awesome song. And yeah, Steve? It's a very good speeding song.
Yes. This would be on my daughter Paula's list. She loves this song. and we listen to it all the time together. And I didn't pick it because I had picked them in summer songs, and I wanted to do 8 different groups, but I definitely thought of it. And I love David Lee Roth in that one part, reach down in between my legs and ease the seat back.
She's funny.
Yeah.
I'm buying.
I always love that Panama is not a country and not a car, but a stripper. You know, I love that Panama is the name of a stripper that he brings home. Nice. So I always love that part of it too, but I told Paul it was a country.
Yeah, nice. Wait till she's older, till she figures that other part out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, definitely.
Yeah, fun. Great pick. Great, great pick. One of the best songs we mentioned all night.
Yeah, definitely probably going to be our outro song. Just to not to tell tales out of skewel, as my friend Tim would say. All right, Calvin, finish off your Mount Rushmore proper.
Now, in the summertime song, Steve picked a song that was, kind of specific to the area. So that's what I did with this song. And Andy, you'll understand this being from somewhere near me. I picked Slow Ride by Foghat because most of the road trips that I take here are to go down to the shore. And when you're just sitting on the Jersey Turnpike for hours and the traffic's not moving. And see, Andy, I knew you would understand what I was going for there. And
Turnpike to Garden State Parkway doesn't matter.
No, you just sit there forever going to the shore. So that's what made me think of Slow Ride by Foghat.
Yeah. Yeah. And like literally you get there and it's like, oh, I still got all this ways to go. Like every beach town in Jersey on the shore is like the same. It's like a carbon copy of each other when you get off the Garden State or whatever. It's like, oh
yeah, yeah, you see the Wildwood sign, and then 47 minutes later you're actually on the beach.
Yes, yes. Or it's like you go to Great Adventure, it's like, oh, 7A. Well, I got another half an hour until I get to Great Adventure. It's like New Jersey is very deptive in terms of how soon you're going to get there. Yeah,
I knew you would understand why I picked that song. Yes, just knew it.
I spent a lot of time in New Jersey as a kid. I still go down there a couple times a year because my aunts live in Jackson. So, yeah. And also another song from Dazed and Confused. It's the song that plays at the end when they're driving down to Houston to get Aerosmith tickets and the credits roll. They do the little roll call on it. Yeah, Steve, thoughts on Slow Ride?
Well, I'm more interested in driving to the shore. So is it like how New Yorkers have trouble getting to the Hamptons, that if you don't pick the right time to drive there, everyone's driving there? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think it's worse because I would even go in the middle of the night and there were – because I'm about 3.5 hours away. So we would leave in the middle of the night and it's, 2 a.m. and it's still like that. You're still just sitting in the traffic. It doesn't matter what time you go.
And there are friggin' tolls like every 2 miles in the Garden State.
That's probably the problem.
And the Turnpike.
The problem. And the 24-hour diners is the problem, Steve. People here are out all the time because there's always somewhere open to eat. It's not just like you have to go to a Waffle House or something. We have 24-hour diners, 3 of them inside of each other pretty much.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's interesting to me. I've never been to the Jersey Shore, but maybe this summer.
You got to pick the right. I mean, it depends on what you're looking for, too, because they're all a little different. I mean, you got Seaside, which was obviously made famous by Jersey Shore, which is actually closest to where I was, where I would spend my time. So I went to Seaside a lot as a kid. But then you got Belmar, which there's no boardwalk. So it's
go
like.
Go to Wildwood. As someone who's a Jersey guy, out of the choices, go to Wildwood. You're the least likely to get a VD there.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time. I also went to Wildwood a lot. My parents took us there as a kids, and I went there in my late 20s and early 30s. And also the good part is that it's not far from Cape May, which has a lot of nice restaurants. So there you go. And it's also, you can stop at Atlantic City if you don't have the kid with you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. All right. So finish off your list, Steve.
All right. My last one is Don't Look Back by Boston. And they used it great in Cobra Kai to kind of show Johnny's backstory. So props to Cobra Kai for picking this out and exposing it to a younger audience. But, man, I just love the idea of not looking back, you know, in terms of picking out songs for a road trip, you know, or driving or getting away. And sometimes, you know, you just load the car up and you pack up and you got to get out and you don't look back. Yeah. You know, you just go. And it's a great, great riff. And the Brad Delp's voice is such a, and again, oh my God, not again, but rest in peace to Brad. But,
I don't mean to laugh, but it's just like, it's like, morbid. Yeah, this is such a great song. It's like, oh shit, he's dead. Oh,
I got a topic for you, Andy. Songs involving artists who aren't dead, Mount Rushmore, just to balance it off. But yeah, no, I just love this song. Love the idea of a road trip song being about just not looking back and going forward.
Yeah,
and moving on. So that's why I picked it. I love Boston. One of those bands I love a lot more the last 10 years for whatever reason than the 10 years before that. I don't know if my taste matured in some way or changed, but there's someone I really enjoyed the last 10, 5 years, whatever. But yeah, and interesting too, because the guitar player, he's really rich, but not as much for Boston, but for the musical patents that he developed and sold. And I'm not a musician, so I don't know exactly what they are, but some kind of guitar pedal and something else that he developed and got super rich off of. So that's kind of cool too.
Mike Nesmith is the his mom invented liquid paper, so he made more money off of that than he did off the monkeys.
Exactly.
Right. Fun facts here tonight on Making Mount Rushmore. Well, solid pick, Calvin. Any thoughts on "Don't Look Back" by Boston?
Not familiar with the song. I'm familiar with Boston. I don't know that song though. But I do love the liquid paper and the guitar pedal story.
Awesome.
I bet if you heard it, you'll know it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those. If you hear it, it's on Classic
it's on Rewind. The record.
Yeah. It's on Classic Rewind a lot. That's one of my go-to Sirius XM channels as well.
And Cal, did you see Cobra Kai?
I did not. I'm not a Karate Kid. I'm not a Karate Kid guy.
You don't have to be a Karate Kid guy. Cobra Kai is so much better than the movies, actually.
Wow, slow your roll there, but.
Oh, I don't know.
Nothing touched Karate Kid 1. I mean, if we're comparing Cobra Kai.
Definitely two and three is better than.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, I'd still probably take two, but three, sure. The one with Hilary Duff, sure.
We don't count that. Or
what about the Jaden Smith one?
Or Jaden Smith. We don't count those.
Much better than that. But no, it's great either way. And no, you don't have to love Karate Kid to like it either.
No, it's a good Calvin. Just give a first couple episodes of season one a try and see what you think.
It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Steph.
Yep. I will do that.
And then cheap plug, you can go and listen to the Pop Goes to the Couch 4-part series on Cobra Kai. Free season. So yeah, cheap plug. All right. So Calvin, why don't you give us your honorable mentions?
And my honorable mentions are Old Town Road by Lil Nas X. I don't really like that song very much, but it was huge and it reminds me of driving. Not a big fan of the song, but I figured I'd give it a mention. And also my other one, and this is a very East Coast pick, but No Sleep Till Brooklyn by Beastie Boys, because if I'm not going down to the shore, we're usually going into the city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. That gets really pumped up to get in the car. No sleep till darn it. Brooklyn. Yeah, solid pick. All right, Steve, give us your honorable mentions.
Oh, this is one I definitely would have picked if I wasn't doing the only one band thing. Rolled Me Away by Bob Seger. There's a cool thing. Someone figured out where he would be 12 hours out of Mackinac City. they figured out based on clues in the song that he was like in Fargo, North Dakota. So Roll Me Away by Bob Seger. Good by Better Than Ezra. It's the one I thought about putting on the other list.
Great, great tune.
Far Behind by Candlebox. I don't know why, but I've listened to that one blaring in the car a bunch.
Far Behind is like one of those songs for me, like that's more like one of those songs that gets me in the nostalgia feels.
I think it's the sing along part of it.
Yeah. I'm going to pick a Candlebox song actually for a road trip, I would go with You, I think.
Well, I like You. I love Candlebox. I still listen to the music today. Like their new music.
No, I do. When it comes on the series,
like their new music, like when they make new music.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like they still make records that are really good. Three Pistols by The Tragically Hip. And then my last one, which I was thinking of, I don't know, remind me of Driving and stuff. Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears.
Yeah, I love that song. So good. So here are my honorable mentions. Although now it reminds me of Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Mr. Blue Sky by ELO, because that's just like one of those just gets you in a good mood and gets you pumping me on the wheel. Here I Go Again by Whitesnake. Should I say it, Steve? Rest in peace, Tony Katane.
Yes.
I was just going to say, oh, Tony Katane.
That poor. Yeah, she's beautiful on the hood of that car.
Yeah, yes. Mustang Sally by Wilson Pickett. A song that was featured in Cars, Shut Up and Drive by Rihanna. Actually, Real Gone, also by Sheryl Crow, from talking about songs from Cars. I know I'm talking a lot about that movie tonight, but it's a movie I saw a lot. Riding by Camomillionaire, is that how you say it? I don't know. I Can't Drive 55 by Sammy Hagar.
Thought is that, of that the one. Riding Dirty song? Is that what you were saying? The Riding Dirty song? Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right Round by Flo Rida. It's another song that gets you pumped while you're behind the wheel. So, yeah, those are just a lot of fun just to have on the radio. All right. Great list, guys. Great show. But before we go, let's talk about what podcasts you have to promote, where people can listen to you, social media presence. Steve, we'll start with you.
All right. A few shows. The Sportscasters is my main show, of course. And you can find me at sports_casters on Twitter, or search the Sportscasters on your podcatchers. And if you want to check it out, si.com/media. You should be able to find the article that the great John Wertheim wrote about me and my podcast, tells my story. Pretty cool if you wanted to check that out. I'd appreciate it. And then I do a podcast with Peter Winson called the Adams Division Podcast. And we're behind right now. We like to do 4 a year, so 1 a quarter, but we missed the first quarter. So we got to catch up, but we will soon. And then also I do a wrestling show called 24-Inch Podcast with a Jersey boy named Dave Rollins. And it's a Hulk Hogan show. And the most recent one, we look back at the Macho Man match from MSG in 85. The show is really about nostalgia in the era. We read the news from whatever month the match was in. I read the news like Ron Burgundy. And, we look back at the matches and the era and the time. It's fun. And Dave's a kind of hidden star that I plucked out of obscurity to bring to the podcast world. And then I'm going to be on the Place to Be podcast on the day this air. These will both come out the same day, the 31st. It's going to be my last time on the reboot. It's the second to last MSG show they have. Kelly is doing the last one. I'm doing the second last one. So I'm looking forward to that. So I want to mention that. And then you mentioned earlier, Jenny, Matt, and I every week do the playlist. Mm-hmm. On placetobe.com, and then we also do daily on the Facebook group, so check those out. But at sports_casters, you can find all this stuff. I link it there.
All right, awesome. Calvin, you got anything to promote?
I'm not as interesting as Steve, but I do have one thing. I recently did an episode of Have You Heard About Pluto with Jennifer Smith, when we watched an absolutely terrible episode of The Challenge, the MTV show. But Jennifer's great, and the show is entertaining, even though the TV we were watching was awful.
All right. Very nice. As for me, you can hear me on a variety of shows here on the Place Nation Pop Experience. Some of those are the Most Sensational, Inspirational, Celebrational, Muppetational Podcast, myself and Miranda, where each episode we are reviewing episodes of The Muppet Show. We just did episode 3, where that was episodes 9 through 12. We have I believe, 3 more episodes of the podcast to go, and then we end the season. When we end a season, we're going to do a live watch. So we'll be doing a live watch of The Muppet Movie in a few months. So I'm looking forward to that. Also, Pop Goes the Classics. That's Miranda and Steve. That's our Disney pod, where we are going looking at the classic Disney animated films. The last one to go up was The Sword and Stone. And the next one that will be hitting the feed in the beginning of July is The Jungle Book. Don't forget PTBN Trivia Night. We're in the semifinals. So by the time you hear this, our second finalist, will be crowned, and we're going to be giving away that big old belt very soon, and also lots of other shows. Pop Goes to the Couch will be back very soon once Loki starts up, and Pop Goes to the Movies will drop whenever there's an interesting movie come out or a fun movie that a bunch of us want to talk about, and also Great Debate and Year in Pop and Laughing Theater. We'll be dropping new episodes as we go. Don't forget, check out the PlayStation Wrestling Network. As Steve mentioned, he is one of the often guests on the Place to Be podcast. Lots of great shows over there. Don't forget, check out the North-South Connection as well. JT, Aaron, and Chad's feed with all kinds of great wrestling, pop culture shows. And as Calvin mentioned, the Jenny Position podcast feed with lots of great, interesting shows over there with you heard about from Pluto, The Journey Through Infinity, Brother Sister Rewatch, Bianca's First Time, lots of great shows. Check out the PlayStation Facebook page and the Place to Be Facebook group as well. Lots of great stuff, guys, here, and great content on the Quad of Pods. Check out PlayStation.com each and every day. Fresh takes, all the pods are featured there, so you can check them out. All right, so for Steve Bent and Calvin Crowell, I am Andy Astrom. Thank you for joining us and making Mount Rushmore, and we'll check you out on the next episode. Take care, everybody.
Okay. Fucking okay.
Oh God.